Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager with the Relate365.com leadership team. I've been thinking about Nehemiah and his leadership skills, and I'm amazed at the sacrifice he made, the care that he had for the people and the reputation of God, and the very habits that he had in place in order to accomplish the will that God had for him in his life. One of the things that amazes me is that he was somebody who was willing to work harder than it should be, knowing that the work he was doing was vital and that the work would be attacked by those who are not godly. In chapter 4, the 15th verse, it says, "When our enemies heard that it was known to us and that God had frustrated their plans, we all returned to the wall, each to his work. From that day on, half of my servants worked on construction and half held spears and shields and bows and coats of mail, and the leaders stood behind the whole house of Judah." It's amazing to me that the work of the Lord can get so hard at times. You would think that God would just snap his fingers or say a word and destroy the enemy so that the work that we do is simple and easy, yet that's not the way it is. Those who do the work of the Lord will be opposed. It is clear through the Bible that we don't battle against flesh and blood, but we battle against the princes of power of darkness. Satan hates those who do God's work and represent him. He is powerless against God. He is powerless against what God says. And so those who follow God have power, not because of their strength, but because they're following God. And when you follow God, you will be persecuted. In the Old Testament, it was obvious that people were going after those who followed God, and that they were being controlled by the evil one in those senses. Nehemiah was being used of God to do a great work here. And indeed, the work was great, but there were leaders all around now trying to stop him and accuse him of things he never even was a part of. It's always harder than you think to do the work of the Lord. The only way that you can do it is to keep your eyes on the Lord and know the task that he sent you to do, and trust that one day he will make things right. Satan can be very frustrating, and he knows exactly what areas to hit us in. We need to be careful that we're looking in the right areas, knowing the will of God, caring for the people, caring for the reputation of God, understanding that our role in life is to show the world who God is by how we live amongst the people of the world. It's not our job to win the battle, it's our job to follow God in the directives that he gives us, and to care about our people. This is Dave Wager with the Relate365.com leadership team, a division of SilverBirchRanch.org, on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute.